Our guest in the cafe this morning is the mayor of Commerce, Wyman Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, John Mark.
Well, this is going to be a big week for Commerce. Visitors from the Tool Design Group are here. This is a city planning organization, and they're here through Thursday. So we've talked about this before, but tell again about the purpose of this visit.
The purpose of this is to give our city and our university, for the first time ever, a long-term plan to follow with development. And it is truly an exciting time to get our community together and look forward to its growth and give it some form and bring about some excitement about things to come.
Mm-hmm. We may make, or I may make, too much of this, but Ian Lockwood is...
One of many that they employ in this type of work.
He's an employee of the organization, but he was involved in the revitalization of downtown Sulphur Springs, which a lot of people are familiar with. That is not to say that the same thing would be done in Commerce that has been done in Sulphur Springs, two different communities, right?
That is correct. They will use similar thinking in that they want a city to be as friendly as possible to walking and to riding bikes safely and to increasing the beauty of the streets, adding trees, slowing down traffic for safety. Just really good logical thinking about how to develop a city to where it is friendly to all types of transportation.
Mm-hmm. And so it will not, this visit and this planning process will not necessarily specifically focus on downtown Commerce, although that certainly, I'm sure, will be a big part of
that. That is a focus, but the entire community is in the planning process. Sulphur Springs got their plan produced by this firm 12 years ago. So they have taken a good long time and they've stayed very close to the plan's original design. And if you've not been there, you should go look at it. It will excite you.
We're talking with Wyman Williams. Wyman is the mayor of Commerce. Talk a little bit about, now you're going to have some meetings that will take place, and the public is invited to at least some of these meetings.
Yes, there are three opportunities for the public to come, and anyone is welcome. Anyone that's interested in our future are welcome to these meetings. The first one will occur Monday night.
That's tonight.
And it is 6:30 to 8 at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. And then there is another meeting at the same place, and it is on Thursday from 6:30 to 8, again at the First Baptist Church Fellowship Hall. But on Wednesday, there is an opportunity to observe these people at work, and there are four of them, and they each have specialties related to city design. And that will be at what they call their design studio. It's actually the conference room right behind the council chamber. And you just walk into City Hall through the council chamber and into the back room, and you will be able to meet them, and they will show you what they've done, and you can give them any input you might have.
So these meetings where the public is involved, you're looking for any and all ideas that may
comments come as to what's been presented and what needs to happen or something they've not considered. This is truly a discovery time of opinion, and then they come back for another four-day planning process, and that starts August 7th, which is a Monday, and they're here through Thursday. And again, there will be a public meeting opportunity there on Thursday from 6:30 to 8 at the First Baptist Church again, and anyone is invited. And that'll be the final presentation of the plan they put together.
Mm-hmm.
The first week is input, and then the second week is to produce, and then end up with something they'll leave with us.
And as you said at the beginning of this, and we've talked about this before, the university is very involved in this.
The university is partnering in this, and there's going to be specific things related to housing that would benefit university employees, and that's going to be a part of the plan.
This comes at a real good time for Commerce, doesn't it?
It really does. It really does. Things are, you look at the expansion of Dallas into Western Hunt County, and we all see it as we drive through there. It's coming our way, and we're going to have a plan to attract more and better investors.
Okay. Well, we're excited about it. Looking forward to what takes place this week and then the rest of the process. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you.
Wyman Williams, Mayor of Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.